Praise the Lord. Thank you, praise Him. God bless you guys for that high praise to God this morning. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Thank you for all you have done for us, blessings you've rendered on us this day. We give you thanks. And bless your word this morning so that it will bear fruits in the life of your people. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you all. For the first time, we're going to have a translator in Spanish.
Por la primera vez vamos a tener un traductor en español.
All right. Put your hands together for Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Amen. All right. God bless you. So this is something we want to try because we're going to be generating Spanish-speaking people. We have some other plans we want to put in place. But meanwhile, we start with interpreting so that they are free to come to church. And maybe later on, we move to the second phase of the plan we have in that regard. Amen? Amen. This morning, I'm going to speak on wealth and riches.
Esta mañana voy a hablar acerca de
wealth and riches.
Riquezas en la prosperidad.
Amen. To preach this message, I went to the bottom of my box.
Para predicar ese mensaje, fui en el fondo de mi bolsillo.
And put out the best dapper suit I can find.
Y puse el mejor traje que pude tener.
So to dress up for the occasion. Blessed be the name
para
of the Lord.
Para la ocasión.
Who knows the meaning of wealth and riches?
¿Quién sabe el significado de wealth and riquezas?
This is the part of our second phase on the message high places.
Está la parte de la segunda parte del el evangelio que estábamos predicando acerca de riquezas y prosperidad.
The message on high places that God have wanted his children to be in. High places of God.
En los lugares grandes del Señor.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
La gloria sea para Cristo.
Please bear with us as we try out this. We're going to do our best with it. And then hopefully it will become smoother as the time goes by. Let us open our scriptures to Psalm 112.
Vamos a abrir nuestra Biblia en el Evangelio de Salmos, capítulo 1, versículo 1.
Verse 1 to 3.
Capítulo 1, desde versículo 1 hasta el verso 3.
Psalm 112, verse 1 to 3. Let's read together.
Vamos a leer todos juntos.
Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord.
Blessed sea el hombre que teme al Señor.
That delighted greatly in his commandments.
Que duela en sus en el Evangelio de Cristo.
His seed shall be mighty upon the earth.
Sus sillas será grande en el reino de Cristo.
The generation of the upright shall be blessed.
Su generación por venir será bendecida.
Everybody say amen to that. Yeah. Will your generation be blessed? Will the generation of the righteous be blessed? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 3. Wealth and riches
en riquezas
shall be in his house.
Serán en su casa.
And his righteousness endureth forever. Amen.
En sus riquezas serán para siempre.
This is the promise of the word of God. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness shall endure forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We spoke about levels.
Hablamos acerca de niveles.
Levels in life in the last message spiritually.
Niveles en la vida, en niveles espirituales.
And we spoke about different levels we can be in our Christianity.
Y hablamos de diferentes niveles que puedes crecer en tu vida.
From the time you become saved,
desde el tiempo que te conviertes a Cristo,
the process of growth,
el proceso de crecimiento,
to where you mature in Christian life,
y cómo te estás madurando en el
and then you go to even do higher level of Christianity,
y vas para hacer niveles grandes para
and all of them to the glory of God.
Todo ello para la gloria de Dios.
God wants us to prosper also.
Dios quiere que crezcamos también.
And there are levels that we can find ourselves in life.
Y hay niveles que podemos encontrarnos en.
There are levels of poverty.
Hay niveles de
poverty.
Pobreza.
Sorry, it's okay. Do your best. There are levels of poverty.
Hay niveles de pobreza.
And there are levels where people barely can manage in life.
Y hay niveles que la gente pueden mantenerse en la vida.
And you have levels where people are living paycheck to paycheck.
Y hay niveles que la gente vive en cheque por cheque.
And we have levels where we fight food covenant.
Y hay niveles donde la gente está luchando.
That is convenient for you.
Es el nivel que puede ser
that
conveniente
is convenient for the family.
Nivel que puede ser conveniente para tu familia.
And that is just convenient for you.
Y eso es solamente conveniente para ti.
But then we have also other levels.
Pero tenemos también otros niveles.
That can go to overflowing. Blessed be the name
para,
of the Lord.
Otro nivel es
we have levels that can go to overflowing.
También tenemos un nivel que
and that is para. When you start to become a source of blessings to others.
Ahí es cuando puedes convertirte
not para, just for yourself,
no solamente para
not
ti.
Just for your family,
no solo para tu familia.
And the question today,
y la pregunta hoy,
does God want us to be in this level?
Que Dios quiere que estemos
or
en
does
este
God
nivel?
Just want you to live in a level where you are just managing?
O Dios quiere que vivas en el nivel
scraping
donde estás,
to go by daily.
El nivel donde estás manejando para
the
ir
news
día
came
día.
Out this month. The news this month says
el noticia para ese día dice,
that when this issue of government shutdown is going on,
cuando ese problema del del gobierno que se
most rompe, workers that we are living paycheck to paycheck.
Esos trabajadores que vivían
could not afford to pay their bill because one check did not come in within 2 weeks.
No podían ser capaces de pagar sus rentas porque
in the household of God,
la casa del Señor,
there are many of us in that situation.
Hay muchos de nosotros en esta situación.
We are not here to pull down anybody. We are not here to pull you down.
No estamos aquí para poner nadie.
Or talk about your situation.
O hablar de tu situación.
But if you are watching from any part of the world this morning,
pero si nos ves desde cualquiera parte,
or you are watching from wherever you might be,
pero, o nos ves cualquiera
we want to discuss God's purpose and how
queremos hablarte de Dios, el propósito
that
de
you
Dios.
Can go from level to level
que puedes ir de nivel a
and nivel. Prosper as God wants you to prosper. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Como Dios quiere.
Amen.
Amen.
What is the purpose of wealth?
¿Cuál es el propósito de riqueza?
Why does God want to bless us with wealth and riches?
¿Por qué Dios quiere prosperarnos con
the reason is one, to honor God with your substance. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen.
The reason is one, to honor God with your substance.
La razón es por la que tienes que honorar a Dios con tu sustancia.
The second one is to use it for yourself and for your family.
La segunda razón es usarlo para ti y tu
familia. Let me quantify on that. To use it, take good care of yourself.
Para
and take good care of your family.
Para proveer para tu familia.
With your wealth, with the blessings that God has given you.
Con las prosperidades que Dios
and the third one is to use it to help others.
Y la tercera razón es para ayudar
or to help the creations of God. Or to help God's creations.
Para ayudar a la creación de Dios.
So now let me just say through one purpose of wealth to honor God with your substance, to honor God. Two, to bless, take care of yourself and your family. And three, to bless or help God's creation or people. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. You cannot do that With food convenience.
No puedes hacer eso con la comida.
Because that is just convenient for you.
Eso es más conveniente para ti.
It's enough for you.
Es suficiente
but
para ti.
It doesn't go to overflowing.
No va para,
blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Understanding we shape.
Understando las conveniencias.
We shape your life if you know this from the beginning. Understanding we shape your life.
Entendiendo te ayudará a manejar tu vida.
Because it is in understanding.
Porque en el entendimiento.
That we create wisdom.
Porque donde crearás sabiduría.
And push you to believe God.
Empujará para conocer a Dios.
To create an avenue
para crear una avenida
for you to prosper
para ti prosperar
according to God's will.
De acuerdo a la voluntad de Dios.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's read 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. 3 John chapter 1 verse 2.
Vamos a ir en el Evangelio de Tercera de Juan, capítulo 1, versículo 2.
Now, this is what God wished for me and you.
Eso es lo que Dios nos dice para nosotros.
Beloved,
amados,
I wish,
yo deseo,
above all things,
de otra cosa,
that you may
que tú
prosper
que tú prosperes
and be
en seas,
in good health.
En seas en buena salud.
Even as your soul
as como tu salud
prospereth,
tu vida prospera.
Beloved, I wish above all things that you may be in you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
This is God's wish for you.
Este es el deseo de Dios.
And this is God's wish for me.
Este es el deseo para
that
Dios.
We can prosper.
Así que podamos prosperar.
Even as our health and our fortune and everything about us prospers. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The intention of God
la intención de Dios
is for us to prosper across the board.
Es que podamos prosperar
spiritually,
espiritualmente,
materially,
materialmente,
emotionally,
en emocionalmente,
psychologically,
psicológicamente,
every aspect of your life,
en todo aspecto de
God
vida.
Wish you to prosper.
God quiere que
and do well in them.
Y que
blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, there is something I want to bring out as we continue. I don't think we are going to finish this sermon today, but we will take as much as we can with interpretation. There might be some, break. We're not flowing, but that's understandable. That is what accommodation we have to make. But there is some people that are spiritualizes poverty.
Hay alguna gente que espiritualizan la pobreza.
And there are people that have spiritualized wealth.
Y alguna gente prosperan, ponen espiritualmente la
pobreza. When you spiritualize poverty,
cuando pones espiritualmente la pobreza,
that is not the will of God for you.
Esa no es la voluntad de Dios.
There are people who, because of the gospel,
hay gente que acerca del evangelio,
decided to do whatever they can to get by so that they can preach the gospel.
Decidieron hacer lo que podían hacer para que
our brother Paul was one of them.
Pedro fue uno de ellos.
He was highly educated.
Uno de los más educados.
Who have gone to work for industries and make more money. But he decided to make tents just to be able to preach the gospel. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That is acceptable. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Then there are people who spiritualizes wealth.
Hay gente que prospera, espiritualiza la prosperidad.
They spiritualizes wealth in such a way
lo espiritualizan en una forma
that they put wealth as if when you are rich or well-to-do, it is a sign of prosperity. That the sign of prosperity is that you are wealthy or you are spiritual, you become a sign of prosperity. That is wrong also. So let's go back so that you can interpret. Wealth, that evidence of wealth in your life does not necessarily mean that you are spiritual.
No significa que eres espiritual.
Though God does bless people who are spiritual with wealth.
Dios prospera a la gente que son espirituales.
According to the Bible, you see what he did in terms of Abraham in the Bible.
En la Biblia.
God blessed Abraham because he walked with God, and God blessed him. Amen?
Amen.
God also blessed Solomon.
Dios también bendició a Salomón.
Blessed David.
Bendició a David.
Blessed Isaac.
Bendició a Isaac.
Many of them.
Muchos de ellos.
The main reason
en muchas razones.
Is that they listened to the voice of God, and God led them and blessed them for it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, people that are walking in poverty or spiritualizes poverty,
la gente que espiritualizan pobreza,
it makes it so that some of them now, I want to explain a little about how people spiritualizes poverty.
Quiero explicar cómo la gente espiritualiza pobreza.
And it is found many a times among the brethren, among Christian folk.
Se encuentra muchas veces en el medio de los cristianos.
It makes it harder for the younger ones or people who are growing up to learn how to handle wealth.
Y lo hace más difícil para los jovencitos y la gente que crece.
Some start to feel that they're guilty if they prosper. It is a guilt, like a guilt mentality that this is not in line with the gospel.
Y les hace parecer como que no es parte del evangelio, que si son ricos son porque es un problema.
That is not so. It is not in line with the gospel.
Eso no es la manera que
some people believe that riches should be equal among everybody, among some of this group.
Algunos creen que la riqueza se debería repartir acerca de.
They come out and say, okay, why would somebody do well from whatever they are doing and share the money with others? So, you know, by force, the government telling you to, or somebody that's government should form an idea of communism, communities environment. That is not right. That is not biblical. You get that? Okay. It's tough for us to do this, but we're going to go through it. God bless you. That's the first time. Now, let's go back again. I'm used to preaching, flowing out, and just speaking, but this one time we're trying this. It is confusing, but by God's grace, we get through it. Now, let's say that spiritualizing poverty, it is unbiblical. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? And spiritualizing wealth is unbiblical. Can you get that?
Yeah.
Okay, right. But God, in his own kingdom,
Dios en su reino,
has wealth.
Tiene riqueza.
The Bible says that the cattle in Thousand Hills is God's. The cattle in a Thousand Hills is that of God. Get that? No, you didn't get that. All right. The silver and gold is mine, says the Lord. Amen.
El oro y la plata es parte del Señor.
The silver and gold is mine, says the Lord.
La riqueza, el oro en la plata.
And even the cattle in Thousand Hill. The Bible says that God's kingdom is such a beautiful place.
La Biblia dice que Dios su reino es está en un buen sitio.
If you go to the book of Revelation, chapter 21, we're not going to read that. Revelation 21.
Si vas en el libro de Revelaciones,
Or you go to the book of in some of the writings of Ezekiel.
Si vas en el libro de las escrituras de Ezequiel.
They start to describe some of the things that God has put in place in his kingdom.
Empieza a describir algunas de las cosas que Dios ha puesto en su reino.
We hear about that the streets are made of gold.
Nos habla de que las carreteras son hechas de
This is even in
oro.
The Bible it says that it is pure gold. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Oro puro.
That the foundation of that city
que la fundación de esa ciudad
is decorated with gemstones. That we are talking of diamonds.
Hablamos de
we are talking of emeralds. We are talking of crystals. We are talking of how God. So the kingdom of God is not of beggary existence. The kingdom of God is one of splendor. The kingdom of God is one of majesty. The kingdom of God is one of majestic environment and experiences.
El reino de Dios es un reino de majestad.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Gloria sea para Cristo.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Emmanuel here, please, everybody. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, pitfalls, going to do this, and maybe next time we pick it up better as God give grace. There are pitfalls in the Bible for those who want to be wealthy, and you have to watch out for that. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6.
Vamos a ir en el libro de Primera de Timoteo.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6.
Primera, capítulo 6.
All right. But godliness with contentment. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's kind of hard. Okay, I understand. You are doing your best here. Godliness with contentment is God. That is godliness with fulfillment.
This is espiritualidad con cumplimiento.
Hallelujah. Let's also go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 to 19. 1 Timothy chapter 6.
El libro de Primera de Timoteo, capítulo 6, versículos 17.
Verse 17. Let's read from 17. He said, chide them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded. Just read it. Nor trust in uncertain riches.
En no convenciendo en muchas.
But in the living God.
Pero en la gracia de Dios.
Who gives us richly.
Que nos da riquezas.
All things to enjoy.
Todas las cosas para.
Amen. But to do good.
Pero para ser bueno.
That they be rich in good works.
Que van a ser riquezas en. When en el buen trabajo.
Ready to distribute. And willing to communicate.
Y con, capacidad de comunicar.
These are the pitfalls we need to be careful about when we seek to excel from the level of poverty to that of surplus or overflowing. He said, but later let them lay up in store for themselves.
Pero más tarde para los, para más tarde para ellos.
A good foundation.
Para una buena fundación.
Against the time to come.
En contra del tiempo que viene.
That they may lay hold on eternal life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Let us also read from Matthew chapter 6, verse 21.
Vamos en el libro de Mateo.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 21.
Mateo capítulo 6, versículo 21.
Amen. Amen. For where your treasure is,
donde está tu tesoro,
there will your heart be also.
Es donde está tu corazón.
And this is telling us that in our search to be well to do or to do well in life,
en eso nos dice que para donde está tu corazón,
we are not to put our heart there.
No tenemos que poner nuestro corazón allá.
Our heart should also always be in the Lord.
En nuestro corazón solamente tiene que estar.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The things of this world will fade and pass.
Las cosas de ese mundo son vanas y pasarán.
Is the wealth we create for eternity.
Pero hay una riqueza que creamos
that
para
eternidad. That is the wealth we have in Christ Jesus.
Esa es la riqueza que creamos en Cristo.
That is what will endure.
Esa es la riqueza que,
we brought nothing to this world. We brought nothing to this world.
No traímos nada en este mundo.
And we certainly we are not going to take anything with us out of it.
Tampoco no vamos a llevar nada.
The things of this world will remain here.
Las cosas de ese mundo
but
quedarán.
The spiritual things will endure.
Pero las cosas espirituales.
But you also live in this world.
Pero también vives en ese mundo.
Where you have to pay bills.
Pero tienes que pagar
where you are supposed to take care of your family.
Que tienes que, cuidar de tu familia.
Where things will come on.
Donde cosas van a venir.
That will demand.
Que te van a desmoralizar.
That you do well.
O que vas a hacer bien.
There are people that spiritualizes poverty.
La gente que espiritualiza pobreza.
And some of them I hear at times they start to complain.
Y ellos, a muchos tiempos, están aquí,
and I've spoken to some Christians in this regard.
son cómplices en ese lugar.
They say immigrants are taking all our wealth.
Dicen que inmigrantes cogen todo.
By sharing our social security with them. And I say to some of them,
y les dije a alguno de ellos,
if you are depending on your social security,
si depende de tu social security,
then you have a big problem.
Tendrás un buen problema.
Just think of the inflation that is coming.
Piensa de la inflación que viene.
You need to find a way.
Tienes que buscar una forma.
To believe God.
Para creer en Dios.
To help you.
Que te ayude.
To get to that surplus level.
Para llegar a ese más nivel.
That you will have enough.
Que tendrás más de.
Without or with or without.
Con algo con nada.
The government.
Sin el handout
to you.
Sin
we are
gobierno.
Not to rely on the handout of government.
Independiente
gobierno. We are to believe God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now let us look at Luke chapter 6 verse 38.
Vamos en el libro de Lucas.
Luke chapter 6 verse 38.
Lucas capítulo 5 versículo.
Amen. 38. Let's read it together. Give.
Da.
And it shall be given.
En ese te dará.
Unto you.
A ti también.
Good measure.
En buena medida.
Praise down. And shaking together. And running over. Shall men give into your bosom. But with the same measure.
Con la segunda medida.
That you meet.
De lo que necesitas.
Without. It shall be measured unto you again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When we read this scripture,
cuando lees esta escritura,
many preachers take it in the giving of money.
Muchos predicadores lo cogen.
There are two points I want you to understand from this scripture.
Hay dos formas que quiero que entiendas.
It has to start from you.
Tiene que comenzar de ti.
It say you give.
Dice tú da.
Now some can give. Yeah, this word give means a lot.
Esa palabra dar significa mucho.
You can give through labor.
What is that hasta un event?
To yourself.
Para ti mismo.
In other words, you start a small business.
Puedes empezar un.
In other words, you go back to school to get a higher education.
O quieres ir en clase para
in other words, you give out of your resources. I'm trying to tell you that give is not just when you give to another person money. It is also to yourself.
Quiero decirte que cuando hablamos de dar, no hablamos solamente para.
The mentality of poverty.
La mentalidad de pobreza.
Is such that many cannot give to themselves.
Es tan grande que mucha gente no.
Or give to others.
O dar para otros.
They don't build up themselves.
No.
They don't look for avenue to build up themselves.
No miran para avenidas para.
They don't think of how to expand their horizon.
No miran para.
They don't see or see the opportunity that is before them
no miran la oportunidad
because they are in a cocoon all by themselves, covered by mentality of poverty,
cubierto de mentalidad
covered by the mentality of spiritualizing poverty.
Cubierto de la mentalidad de,
that because I am a servant of God
porque soy un siervo de
or Dios. Because I'm a Christian.
Soy un
Christian. I'm not supposed to be rich. I'm not supposed to be wealthy. I'm not supposed to show off or, you know, do things that is good for myself. Far much more for others. All that matters is me and the Lord. But the Father told us it is my intention that you prosper. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So now, looking at this scripture here,
mirando esa escritura,
when you give,
cuando das,
when you invest,
cuando inviertes,
when you put in the labor
cuando pones en nivel,
of starting something
de empezar algo,
that enables you to give
que te habilita para
to
dar,
others,
para dar a otros,
to God,
para Dios,
to God's creation,
para Dios creación,
then the multiplication starts to come. Not before then.
No empieza desde ahí.
It has to be from you.
Tiene que empezar desde
ahí. He said, when you give,
dice cuando das,
then it shall be given unto you.
Y se te dará a ti también.
What you give,
cuando empiezas a dar,
the measure you give,
la medida que
the amount of time,
La medida de
tiempo, the labor you put into it,
el nivel de tiempo,
the planning,
la planificación,
the effort,
el esfuerzo,
that you put into that small thing,
que pones en esa,
whether you are a barber, you start a barber shop,
si empieza,
whether you started a business in this level or that level,
si empieza,
whether it is a ministry you are starting,
ministerio,
whether it is a small church you started with, it is the measure you put in that will come back to you. I want to say that God's blessing, God's prosperity, God's lifting you up is not automatic. It is not guaranteed. It is something you have to work for.
Es algo que
tienes que
trabajar.
You are not able to put up the time and the effort,
si no estás,
you may not get any return.
No tendrás ni un retorno.
It is not something that you have to leave to others.
No es algo que tienes que dejar para
if otros. You do not inherit it,
si no lo ingieres,
if it's not handed down to you,
si no te lo han dado,
and you have to create from that portion of poverty, of si. Make do, of, sorry, I'm going too fast again. I'm used to that. Sorry, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. You have to work to build yourself up.
Tienes que trabajar para construir tu propia vida.
By the grace of God, God will help you to do it.
Con la ayuda de
so here say, give.
Aquí dice,
and it shall be given unto you.
Se te dará.
Then God starts to tell you about good measure.
De la buena medida.
A good measure,
una buena medida,
is when the scale is exactly 100%. Your portion is 100%. Your portion is 100%. Your portion, the measure, your portion is just about level. It is perfect. It is what you should have. That is the good measure. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Then after good measure, it says, pressed down. Pressed down. That's in the Bible there. The scripture, press down means to press it down. Whatever measure you have that is 100%, you press it down again. And then shaking together. Shaking together. And then before it goes to running over or overflowing. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe later on, I will also maybe preach this message, or I'll leave it on YouTube for people who want to watch or want to see more, where it's a little more flowing. But then, the giving part is what God is telling us that it has to come from you.
La parte de dar, la parte donde Dios dice que tiene que venir de ti.
So that when you have given, then it is given back to you.
So que cuando ya has dado, pueda volver a ti.
And then we were going to explain this in a little more detail, but we're going to leave it for today. You go to good measure.
Buena medida.
We go to press down.
Press down.
We go to shaking together. And we go to running over. And then that is what people or God or circumstances will bring back to you again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But mind you here that it says, for men shall give to you, or God shall give to you, or circumstances will give to you according to the measure that you give. The measure you give is what is going to come back to you.
La medida que das es la medida que volverá.
But God is able to multiply that
para Dios prosperarlo.
To overflowing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us read from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33.
Vamos a leer en el libro de Mateo, capítulo 6, versículo 33.
And I'm going to tell a story with this one. He said, but seek ye first.
Busca primero el reino de Dios.
The kingdom of God.
El reino de Dios.
And his righteousness.
Y su,
and all these things
and todas las cosas
shall be added unto you.
They añadirán unto you.
Any wealth or creation of wealth or building of wealth,
toda forma de creación de
for a Christian,
para un cristiano,
for a believer,
para un believer,
that God is not in it, that that God is not involved in,
que Dios no está involucrado,
it will not do well.
No irá bien.
Now, a few days ago,
hace unos días,
I was giving, I have an association I belong to.
Tengo una asociación que pertenezco.
And that association raised some fund.
Y esa asociación me dio unos fondos.
And the purpose of raising that fund is to bless others.
Para bendecir a otros.
Is to give to others.
Para dar a otros.
And so they asked me,
y me preguntaron,
that I should look up a couple of places.
Me dijeron que mire algunos lugares.
That should receive from this bounty. That shall receive from these blessings.
Que pueden recibir de esa bendición.
And so I was on my computer.
Estoy en mi computadora.
I was looking up this couple of homeless, what they call orphanage.
Y miraba alguno de esos,
or motherless babies' homes.
Esos lugares donde
making sure that these are people that we can give.
Teniendo la razón para
and it will be like sowing in a good ground.
Para sembrar en una buena tierra.
So as I was looking in the computer, it took me to YouTube.
Como miraba mi computadora, me llevó en YouTube.
And something popped up on the screen beside what I was looking for.
Y algo vino en mi
and it says, when God says he will kill me.
Dice que cuando Dios dirá que me matará.
So I just left what I was doing. To look at this message or whatever popped up when God said he will kill me.
Para mirar ese mensaje que decía que Dios.
And this was a testimony.
Y ese era un testimonio.
Of a servant of God.
De un siervo de Dios.
I don't know him personally.
No le conozco personalmente.
Am I associated with his ministry?
No estoy asociado con su ministerio.
But I believe his testimony.
Pero creo que es un
because
testimonio.
Of the way it was said and where it was said.
La manera que lo decía,
and even the people that's associated to that testimony was sitting in that place.
La gente que estaban asociado
and
con
this was from a man called Benson Idahosa. Benson Idahosa is the name of this person.
Era una persona que se llamaba evangelist. Benson.
And he spoke about when he came to the United States.
Y hablaba cuando vino a los, a
this was about 50 years
Estados
ago.
Unidos.
About 50 years ago.
Hace 50 años.
And he was in a meeting,
estaba en una reunión,
speaking to a lot of people,
hablando con mucha gente,
where he was invited.
Donde se, le invitaron.
At the end of the meeting,
después de la reunión,
somebody invited him out,
alguien le invitó a uno,
took him outside,
le llevó afuera,
and said, the Lord said to me,
y alguien le dijo que Dios me dijo,
the Lord said to me,
Dios me dijo,
to tell you
que te diga,
that we are going to take you out.
Que te vamos a,
in the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Que te vamos a llevar afuera de la ciudad,
and we're going to drive you around three different neighborhoods.
Que te vamos a conducir en tres
one of them is ultra rich, very rich neighborhood.
Como dice.
The other one is just middle, like middle wealthy neighborhood. And the other one is like poor neighborhood. Don't know, like just okay neighborhood. Well-to-do neighborhood. So, neighborhood means different areas of
different
the town
lugares.
In the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so he said, for what purpose? He said, I'm going to show you three different buildings.
Y preguntó, ¿para qué razón? Dijo que te voy a enseñar tres diferentes,
whichever of them you choose,
cualquiera de ellos que elijas,
the organization, the foundation will buy it for you.
La organización lo comprará para ti.
The man shouted, praise the Lord.
El hombre gritó, gracias.
He felt so happy, him and the wife.
Estaba muy contento, él y su mujer.
That God is blessing them.
Que Dios les está bendiciendo.
So he entered the vehicle.
Cuando entró en el vehículo.
And they drove to the first place.
Y cuando fue en el primer lugar.
Thinking that this is the most wealthy place, they show him a four-bedroom house.
Le enseñaron, cuando fue en el primer lugar, le enseñaron un sitio.
Very beautiful.
Muy bonita.
As of this time,
hasta este tiempo,
he was just starting in his ministry. He's been in the ministry for a while.
Ha estado mucho tiempo en su ministerio, pero ese tiempo
but he doesn't have money.
Pero no tenía dinero.
He's not having any wealth.
No tenía ni una.
The ministry is not generating anything.
ministerio no, no
provee. So when they say I'm going to buy you a 4-bedroom house,
cuando le dijeron que vamos a comprar
in the United States,
en la, en los,
he was happy.
Estaba contento.
So he said, I will take it.
Dijo, lo cogeré.
The man said, no, 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 don't take this one yet.
El hombre dijo, no,
I
no
told
lo
you I will show you three different places that the Lord said I should do.
Le dijo que te voy a enseñar tres diferentes.
He took him to the second one.
Y le llevó en el segundo
lugar. The second one was even more bigger,
el segundo era más grande,
more beautiful,
más bonito,
more grandeur,
más, grandioso,
than what is the first one.
Que el primero que le enseñaron.
And they both are speaking in tongues.
Los dos
empezaron and a praising God that this is the Lord's doing.
Eso es lo que
and
Dios
it is marvelous in his sight.
Eso es marveloso.
The man said, no, I will still show you the third one.
Y dijo, no, te
then they went to a neighborhood.
Le llevaron en un neighborhood.
They went to a part of the city.
Le llevaron una parte de la ciudad.
Where you cannot believe the kind of house that was there.
Que no podía creer.
This was as of 1976.
Ese era,
that's about 50 years ago.
Como 50 años.
And they took him to this house. He said that the sign.
Y le llevaron a esa casa, le dijeron
the sign they used to put for sale
la señal que ponían para,
can
vender.
Buy him over and over. Just the sign alone, the money for the sign, the way it looks, could buy all he has in the whole world. That is how great this one is. It is a mansion.
Era una mansión.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Gracias.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he said on the third one,
dijo en el tercero,
you mean that if we pick this,
dijo que si pica, cogemos este,
you are going to buy it for us?
Vais a comprarlo para
yes.
Nosotros? Y dijo, sí.
How much is it worth?
¿Cuánto cuesta?
$1.3 million.
$1,300,000.
That is as of 50 years ago.
Eso es 50 años pasado.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But the point I'm trying to bring, we are getting to that point soon,
vamos para ese punto,
is his net worth as of this time was only $3,000. His whole ministry
su ministerio
can only generate $3,000 in a year.
Solamente generaba tres,
and
tres
here he
dollars.
Is about to be given a single gift worth $1.3 million. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So he said he will accept it.
Dijo, lo aceptaré.
And they even started shouting again, him and the wife.
Empezaron
and they started praising God.
Y daron gracias.
And they started jumping.
Empezaron
and they started blessing the name of the Lord.
Empezaron
and they started putting prophecy and everything you can think of. But then in the middle of the night,
en el medio de la noche,
when they go home,
fueron en casa.
They are still in the United States.
Están en los Estados
staying Unidos. With one of the people.
Está,
the Lord woke him up and called his name.
Y Dios le llamó.
Say, if you take this gift,
y dijo que si coges ese regalo,
I will kill you.
Te mataré.
That is where that point when God said he will kill me comes.
Es donde ese punto de, donde dice que Dios
he immediately rebuked the voice and said that this is of the devil.
Inmediatamente
that this cannot be God. That this is the voice of the enemy. And so on and so forth. But he knew the voice. He said, my sheep knows my voice. He knew the voice that spoke to him. That this is not fake. And the people that is involved, the person that was supposed to buy, he was sitting. This is many years later that he's giving this testimony. Amen?
Amen.
And so he said, okay. He called the wife. And the wife said, I'm not going with you. I'm taking this house. If you want to leave it, it's up to you. He said, but the Lord said he will kill me.
Y fue cogió a su mujer y su mujer dijo que van a ir a ver
well,
la casa.
If the Lord said he will kill you, he didn't say he will kill me, your wife.
Dios dijo que si te ha dicho que te
that
matará,
is your
no
own
dijo
problem.
Que me matará a mí.
You mean after all the suffering we've been praying for all these years, finally God decided to answer our prayers. You are going to tell me that the Lord spoke to you in the middle of this night to give it all up and go back to what we have, which is nothing. No.
No.
Anyway, He believed so much, he knew that it is Lord. He came to the man who promised him this the same night because they were staying in their house.
Y dijo con el hombre que le propuso,
and said to the man,
y le dijo,
the Lord said, I'm going to reject this gift.
Dios dijo que era,
and I have to leave your house immediately.
Deberé dejar tu casa inmediatamente.
Say, but it is night. He said, yeah, he said, I can't stay here till in the morning.
No puedo estar aquí hasta la mañana.
He came back, packed his bag, tell his wife again, the wife dug in and said, no, I'm not leaving. So he left in the night to the airport.
Dejó en la noche.
He believed that if he stayed there till 6 a.m., he would die.
Creyó que si estaba ahí hasta
so
mañana.
He boarded a plane to New York.
Y cogió una
he got to New York in the morning.
Llegó a New York en la mañana.
And called the man.
Y llamó al hombre.
And asked him, is my wife still alive?
Y preguntó, ¿mi mujer está viva?
Say, yeah, your wife is still alive.
Sí, mi mujer
so, well,
está
thank God for that. But the Lord said, you'll kill me if I stay. I'm leaving. You heading home? He said, yes. The man made a statement. He said, if you will leave all these things because the Lord tell you to leave it, then the Lord will surely honor your faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Let us read again Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
Matthew, capítulo.
But seek ye first the kingdom of
pero
God.
Busca primero el reino de Dios.
So now he left on his way from London to his native land. The Lord spoke to him again and said, because you honored my word. Amen. Because you honored my word. Because you gave heed, you did not give up your ministry or take this gift or be bought over. I, the Lord, will bless you tremendously. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. At the time he was giving this testimony, he said that his guest house for his visitors as of this point in life is worth more than that amount of that gift. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The reason we're going to go into detail because of time and stuff is that the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Porque la Biblia dice, busca primero reino.
And all other things shall be added unto you.
Y toda otra cosa te será dada.
I also want you to note that this man put in work. He gave in of his own labor in the ministry. He labored. He spoke how he labored even after that promise to be able to achieve the blessings of God. Amen?
Amen.
As we round up, brethren, I want to tell us that God's plan is for us to be prospered.
Quiero deciros que
I personally, if I knew some of these things, the teachings I had as a young Christian is a teaching of convenient food, food convenient for you, many a times. That we should spend all our times, all the time, just praying, fasting, doing this. Nobody thought of the idea of industry, of the idea of investment, of the idea of trying to build up ourselves. Everything is just, we thought, is just about Christianity.
Las cosas que nos enseñaron en la cristianidad.
Praying, living for God, and so on and so forth. We did not give thoughts. We did not give intention. We did not give effort to the things that can help us to build us up. But today, you know, many of us are learning differently, and some even taking it out of that boundary to the area we think that wealth is everything, wealth is spirituality. So we need to have a balance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us stand on our feet, everyone, this morning. And I want to thank God. We'll do our best as time goes on to make this a little better and work better and coordinate better. But we thank God for, as I say again, put your hands together for the first time, our friend Emmanuel here. Amen. To God be the glory. Now, brethren, we thank God for his faithfulness. Let's just read that Psalm 112, verse 1 to 3 together again as a point of our closing in this message. Psalm 112, verse 1 to 3. Read it together with me, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth thee, that delighteth greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness shall endure forever. Let us also read quickly 3 John chapter 1 and 2. 3 John chapter 1 and 2. Everybody together. No, the book, that's the elder unto the world. 3 John 1 and 2. Are you there? No, is that it? Yes. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Again, let's read together. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is the plan of God for you, and the Lord God is the same yesterday, is the same today, and is the same forever. He does not change. The intention of God is for you to prosper. The kingdom of God is not a kingdom of beggary existence. It's a kingdom of grandeur, it's a kingdom of majesty, it's a kingdom that everything there is exceptional. You cannot even compare it to what we have in this world by any measure. Because you say, eyes have not even seen, ear has not heard, neither has the heart of any man perceived what God have in store for them that love him. If you're a Christian, in summary of some of the stuff we could not do, is that God, food covenant, is not get you to surplus. God wants us to go to the overflowing, and that is what we are preaching about going to the higher places. And there has to be a planning, there has to be a thought pattern to it, there has to be an understanding. But everything has to be done in line according to the word of God. You have to believe God, you have to work for it. These promises are not automatic. It's not just generated because you're a Christian. You can be a Christian and die miserably poor, or you can be a Christian and be blessed, wealthy, and use that wealth to be a blessing to others. And that is what we are preaching today. According to your faith, let it be unto you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. The praise team, you can come and take over. God bless you guys. God bless you.